This is the Big Biz Show. What's so funny about investing money, you ask?
Play ball.
The Big Biz Show with Russ and Sully hope to answer that. Top-rated insightful financial analysis. If you're looking for insightful financial perspective on key market strategies, keep looking. I told you, this is the Big Biz Show. Hello. This is Russ and Sully.
Picking up the nickname Flatline. At Poseidon, they call him Flatline.
Doesn't drink any less. Hey, Big Biz Show, Big Biz Show. Great to have you along. Oh, we're just talking about regaling old Christmas stories, yeah. And holiday party stories. So there you go. Hey, great to have you along today. Real quick, the one thing I wanted to say about this government shutdown was, regardless of who's responsible, I can't lay this at the feet of the Democrats. I can't lay it at the feet of Donald Trump. It's both parties. But had they done the math in the beginning, they would have realized a government shutdown of this magnitude has already cost us $5 billion.
Okay,
so $5.6 billion is what the president's now asking for a border wall. On a $4.4 trillion congressional budget, that is 0.00015. So it's 1.5 thousandths of a percent.
It's like WWW. It's three zeros.
Yeah, it's three zeros and then 1.5. So it's 1.5 thousandths of a percent. Which is not really the issue. The real issue here is the fact that the government shutdown has already cost us more than $5 billion.
Yeah.
So both parties should have thought to themselves, "Hey, look, it's going to be a net negative if we don't just let the government keep going."
Yeah.
And maybe talk about the border later. So we'll talk a little more about that a little bit. What I really want to talk about is our good friend Dan Negroni, who is the millennial expert of the century.
There it is.
Yeah.
Oh!
And we are not write the book, The Divided Era, but you can go to launchbox365.com, and he is a media pundit. He's an analyst. He's a millennial expert. He's a keynote speaker, and he's a coach. And he trains corporations to deal with this new workforce, and he trains the new workforce how to deal with corporations. Is that maybe the way to do it? Is that about right?
It seems to be the way to do it. It's
the
working.
Are people doing it, though?
People are doing it.
Yeah.
So this is my favorite part of the show, when Dan comes on, I ask him about the facts and figures, because this is what people are blown away by. Give us the percentages and the numbers that people don't realize how our world's going to change.
Oh, my God, I got to think early this morning.
Yeah, you do.
Pull your fingers out.
So, about 50% of the workforce today are millennials. Over the next 9 years, it will be 75% of the workforce, and Gen Z is right behind them. They control over $660 billion worth of spend, and they are our customers, too, and we better take them seriously. Yeah. Although, maybe sometimes not too seriously, all of us.
There they are right there. These millennials are the new power.
Yeah.
So, whether you like them or not, whether you want to call them snowflakes, or you want to call them opportunists, or you want to call them fantastic, I will tell you, every time we've hired a millennial, they've had a fantastic work ethic. So I think the entitled moniker that they get saddled with is false. In my own estimation, because every time we've hired someone from that generation, they've had a fantastic work.
I think it's like the rest of the population. I'm going to use a technical term here, but some people suck.
Yeah, they
doesn't
do.
Matter what
Let
age
me look
they
that
are,
up.
They suck.
Suck,
right?
Wow.
And some
choices.
People are great, and I think the same is true of millennials. I will say that BuzzFeed published an article about millennials that was the longest, most boring, horrible article I've ever read.
Is that what I sent you?
I think it's you who sent it to me.
Thumbs down.
My millennial, liberal millennial daughter.
She liked it, or
I don't think she liked it. She just thought this. She actually said it's an interesting read.
It was a whiny tirade.
It really was
on how millennials are burnt out. And here's what I have to say about that. We're all friggin' burnt out.
Yeah, I agree.
The technology is burning us all out. The pace at which we go is so fast. So they can't do their errands. I can't do my errands either.
It's so funny that you say that, because yesterday we were just talking about the stock market and how volatile the market's been. Mm. I as a guy that looks at this every day and sort of is my area of expertise, I wish I could go back to the days where I could pick up the Wall Street Journal and see that night or the next morning how the stocks did yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Because it wasn't pendulum, that it's just an instant pendulum that happened.
By the time you're reading stuff, it's old news.
That's exactly
right. I mean, that's how burnt out we are. It is tough, but hey, that's the world we live in, and we've got to figure it out.
Get used to it.
Exactly.
So my question would be, with respect to the workplace, when you're dealing with corporations that, frankly, and I would argue that the corporations are the people that really need to be trained, because I don't think, I think when you talk about in the next, inside of a decade, mm-hmm. 75% of the workforce is going to be millennials, and they're not just they're not mailing at that point.
And does that
they're
mean
executives?
Every office building will now be full of scooters and balloon chairs and like places to cuddle puppies.
Oh, come on!
I don't know. That's the image I'm voting for the future.
That is part of the image. I think. Look, the world's different. The way we work is different. The gig economy. I mean, the way you work is different. The both of you, all of us, work very differently, and the future of the workplace is completely different. And it's up to all of us to shape it. And there will be scooters, and there will be bright colored walls and free food.
Yes.
I can promise you that.
And drink.
But usually all the reasons, including free food, for those things are based in business.
But wait a second.
You give free food, people stay longer, work harder, and they socialize more, which is where business results come from.
Well, let's talk about that for a second, because back in the 70s, when the aerospace boom came along, the aerospace companies were the first guys to put recreation associations together. They had big softball fields out there, you know, with lights, and they had exercise classes, and they had soirees and all that stuff.
It's not just
Google that came together or Apple that came together to put a pole you can slide down to the first floor into the kitchen.
It's funny you say that, because do you know where the genesis of it comes from? There's a firehouse study that the Cornell Management School did.
Literally.
From the firehouse,
which is the bowl, which is my visual anyway.
And the dog.
365 firehouses studied. The ones that best perform do what?
Have a pole.
Well, they... no way. Oh. No, they
I'm not going to touch that one.
No, they have team building. They're together more. They spend time out of work together.
They eat together.
No kidding.
They eat together. Yeah. That's what the
firehouse
study
chili,
is.
Baby.
365 firehouses. The top performing firehouses are the people that eat and socialize and build relationships and break bread together.
Yeah. Let's talk about when you coach a corporation. Are you coaching them? Are you slapping them into reality and saying, or are they willing participants, or is it a whole cadre of the willing versus the unwilling?
Such an interesting question. Yes is the answer to the question. It takes all kinds.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. I read this other article from the Harvard Business Review, which said, what percent of people do you think are self-aware and coachable? Give me a percent, a guess.
100%.
Yeah, no.
30.
How about like 10 to 15 at the most?
Really?
Yeah. So the same
Doesn't
thing.
Doesn't everybody want to learn something?
So not really.
They can't get out of their own
the
ways.
People that listen to this show, maybe, but not others. So if only 10 to 15% of people are self-aware and interested in growing, think what it is for corporations. So we get to only choose clients that want to make a difference, because they won't pay us otherwise.
Right.
So my vision is skewed. But in the world out there, if I'm, you know me, I go to a restaurant, you've seen me sit in a room, I start coaching everybody.
Let me explain this. This is what, if you ever go to lunch with Dan Negroni, chances are what age group is the waiter or waitress going to be? Or server, I beg your pardon. It's going to be a millennial, 90% of the time. And that millennial will come up, and sometimes they're very engaging. And if you're engaging, you're in big trouble, because Dan will sit you down and start videotaping you. Mm-hmm. But if you're not looking him in the eye, or you're not, I mean, Jared Coleman, our very own millennial here at the studio, our assistant director one time, I offered him something more here at the studio, and he said, And Danny said this.
Uh-oh.
Rare footage.
No, Danny came up and actually, you took him and said, hey, when somebody gives you an opportunity.
Well, here's what I said. Whoa, let's stop the tape for a minute.
Yeah.
When your boss asks you if you want an opportunity, I didn't tell him. I said, what is the correct response? You tell me what the correct response. And that was not it.
This is what he does.
Yeah.
This is what Dan does in public. I think there should be a camera following you around. I mean, you don't need to be on a stage.
Well, you got 85% of the people to draw from to suck him in to, hey, shape up and get with it.
The problem with that, Russ, is 85% of the people, you got to just give up on.
Really?
It's the 10 to 15%.
I read that book, The Act of Not Giving a...
I'm just going to tell you right now, first of all, can you stay? Can you stay for a minute? We're going to make it.
Yeah. He's okay. I'm
going to stay. Because I want to talk to him about a couple. Because I want to talk to him about the willing participants versus the unwilling participants. And I need to ask you that right now. With respect to the unwilling participants, when you have, when you, not millennial generation that signs up for your workshops, but when you run across somebody like that, and I know you get the same thing I do. Parents come up and say, hey, I want you to talk to my kid.
Yeah.
People say, I mean, I get that all the time.
Yeah. No, you don't.
When that happens, is there resistance overall, or how is that?
You know, if parents say, I want you to talk to my kid, I'm like, but does your kid want to talk to
me? Well, exactly. My first question is, then have them call
me. Have them call me.
Right.
Exactly. Here's my phone number. But no, you have to listen. No, I don't have to listen. Right. Have them call me, and we'll have an adult conversation.
That's what they tell you. When the student is ready, the teacher will present themselves to you.
Yeah, there that's exactly right.
Confucius, everybody.
What, so you started in this space. Dan Negroni, by the way. Dan Negroni is Launchbox365.com. Talk about your book for a second, because has anything changed dramatically from the time you started, you wrote your book, Chasing Relevance, or is it now pretty much as you predicted?
Here's what I would say. I don't think anything has changed that much because we're all human beings.
Yeah.
We've gotten a lot more research and we've trained, over, that's probably 18,000 millennials now. And so we have a really good independent research of experience mm-hmm. from millennials and their bosses, which yeah. is super cool. What is changing is the world is, it's moving on more rapidly. And so the book is completely relevant and probably will be relevant because it says, look within to change yourself, right? What's the relationship we're focusing on in 2019 at Launchbox? It's the one with yourself. Because until
that's
you change
starts.
The way, exactly, hello. Like that simple.
Dan Negroni, author of Chasing Relevance, also Launchbox 365. Where's the cover?
Well, it looks like this, but it's got a different cover. it's a book.
All right, very good. Stand by, we have more of this coming up. Also, we'll visit the numbers. Big Biz Show, bigbizshow.com. Nationwide, coast to coast. Sully, Russ, Dan Negroni, don't go anywhere.
Too much cholesterol in the blood causes plaque buildup in the arteries. Fiber has been scientifically proven to lower cholesterol. Created by Dr. J. Robert Cade, the inventor of Gatorade, Cholesterade promotes probiotic function, supports digestive health, contains all natural flavors, and is gluten-free. In the original case study, participants saw a reduction in bad cholesterol by more than 20%. Cholesterade is the ultimate all-natural digestive aid.
Voted Ben Bernanke sexiest Fed chairman ever. It's Sully and Russ on the Big Biz Show.
Hey there, Big Biz Show, bigbizshow.com. Great to have you along today. Nationwide, coast to coast. We are on all these networks. If you can see us on TV, if you're on the radio, it's YouTube America, Biz TV. We're also now on the Binge Television Network. In fact, they just created our stuff. You'll be able to go on Binge TV this week and uploading programming. On the radio side, it's iHeartRadio, every city in the U.S., plus Armed Forces Radio Network in 175 countries and all the ships at sea. And let's us not forget.
Who? Ah.
Biz Talk Radio Network.
Almost forgot. All right. Thanks for reminding me.
Have you along. Hey, can we take a real quick look at the numbers today? We haven't even seen the numbers all day before we get back to Danny. I want to take a look and see what's going on. Dan Negroni, our guest, Launchbox 365, keynote speaker.
That's a great name, though, coach. Too. Launchbox.
It really is.
Huh?
Listen, go to their studio.
Yeah.
Go to his lab, is what they call it.
I've been there.
Have you been to the lab?
No.
Been
yeah.
in the lab.
The lab.
They must have had drinks there.
Well,
let's take a look at the numbers. Dow Jones, NASDAQ, and S&P today, all looking healthy. Do we have those numbers?
Yeah, here they come. Slow down there.
Dow Jones up 177 points. We're staring on the barrel at 24,000 here. NASDAQ following suit as well today, a big number, 73 points. That's almost a full percentage point.
Oh, boy.
And then the S&P looks good. Let's take a quick look at the chart of the Dow just real fast for us, guys. And that would be a year chart right there. So look, every new high, higher than the previous high, you're starting to see this blue line over here, the short-term moving average, kind of start curling up here a little bit. Once that blue line crosses above the red line, you'll see an uptrend. So we'll see if this is actually going to happen or if this is just what's called a dead cat bounce. Dead cat bounce means when we were up here at 25,000, it drops to the bottom. Even a dead cat will bounce. Would you stop at the stupid thing?
I'm putting it away. I was just thinking of the dead cat
even
bouncing.
Even a dead cat will bounce if dropped from a high enough building.
Right.
Thanks for killing our keepers.
I haven't pissed you off.
Never put him in the frame again.
I haven't pissed you off in so long. It feels good to be back.
I'm trying to make a point here about the market. And No. In fact, when we get to this,
like,
Curtis,
edit
pull him
out.
Off when we do this over here. He can't have his stuff.
All right.
You should be shrinking now.
You cut me down to size.
Are you going to continue with the mustache, by the way?
Oh, you like it, the porn look?
I'm not sure.
I had the haircut yesterday.
Is that because of the Ron Burgundy thing?
Yeah, because when I do it, I'm drinking scotch, and the scotch gets on the glue falls off, and next thing I'm just knee-drunk.
So this is
drunk.
So you can drink during gigs?
Pretty much.
Okay, now, and I understand you're going on a cruise next week?
Yes.
It's next week.
Could be Friday. I have to leave, because I have to...
Next week you're on a cruise.
I'll be gone all week, but... Yeah, that's why I'm glad Dan Negroni's here.
Is it the week after or is it next week?
It is next week. I'll be gone. Yeah.
And when were you letting us know this?
Well, I just did.
Just now. Yeah, thanks.
In a live is so fun.
This Dan, is what,
here's another way, one. Dan, can you fill in while
I'm
gone?
This is what people think millennials what? Do. They're irresponsible, give you no... By the way, I'm gone next week. But no, it's actually senior around. Citizens that are doing it, right, Dan?
I'm gone next week. Yeah, I'm gone right. next week. I have a vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, what are the expectations... When if I were to get hired by someone, I would expect benefits like health benefits and a paycheck, and that's probably it. Hmm? I think watching my daughter climb the corporate ladder in as a graphic designer in Portland, and she's killing it. I mean, this girl got a $10,000 bonus in December, which
great
I can't remember ever getting a $10,000 bonus anyway. But the long story short is, watching her climb this ladder, I can't believe all the good stuff she gets. Is this going to be necessary? So it's not just a job, as you mentioned earlier, when people commiserate together, when they eat together, when they socialize together, you get more productivity. Is that why companies are making it more of a home away from home?
Yeah, I think companies realize that it used to be the most important person in the business was the customer.
Yeah.
And then they realized that the people that take care of the customers are actually the employees.
Yeah,
so right. if you listen to Warren Buffett, he'll tell you the most important, Richard Branson, they'll tell you the most important people we have are our employees.
Yeah.
Virgin Atlantic does it. All of Buffett's companies have done it forever. We take care of the people and we show them we have their back and then they have our back.
We don't have any customers, so you know what?
No, yeah.
Nobody's important here.
You don't have to worry. What about basement dwelling, millennials.
Garage dwelling. I have one of those.
Yeah, I got one of those for my office. Yeah.
Basement dwellers.
Well, they just, maybe they're, they say, you're 25, it's time to move out of mom and dad's basement and get a life. Maybe they want to go to work because that's where their friends are hanging out. There's a kitchen, there's, there's beer, there's ping pong or whatever they play now.
I think, look, millennials are smarter than us. They have information. Uh-oh. Right?
Yes.
Okay. They may not have experience yet.
Yeah.
It's our job to give them the experience, which is what companies should do. But they have information. And so they're a little bit dangerous. But they're principally four things millennials want from the workplace.
Yeah.
And it's pretty simple. We all want those things. Number one is they want the ability to learn and grow, which is they want capabilities. They want to learn skills so they can do good stuff.
Okay.
They want authenticity and transparency. They've grown up in a world where you get on Google, you put in shoes, for the next 3 years, those shoes are coming right back at you.
Yeah.
And so they don't believe that anything is pure. And so they want authenticity and transparency, and they want to know the truth.
So would you, I mean, that's the first time I've heard you say that, or maybe you've said it before and I wasn't listening, but would you say that the millennial sort of sector is more skeptical than the rest of
them? Absolutely.
Because they can immediately check your fact.
Absolutely. And they're digital natives. I mean, we'll go into another story. Number three is feedback. They want feedback, so they want to be told when they're doing well.
Right.
Principally more than poor, but
like
they do realize they want feedback. Okay. And number four is they care about purpose and contribution. Like, they want to change the world.
Right.
Really.
Even if it's a buck from their eyeglass.
Even if it's like whatever the new representative from the Bronx or Yorktown Heights or wherever she's from is wants 70% taxes or whatever the crazy number is. Yes. They want to be able to make a difference, even if it costs them. And there are these more socialistic tendencies about doing well for the world.
Yeah.
The truth is, in a capitalist society, we can do both. And so companies are starting to understand those are the four things they want, and they're starting to give it to them.
So one thing I'll say is that, and I've said this about President Obama, is one thing he did that was great was he deployed the youth into politics. Not since the 60s did we have the youth even be, I wasn't interested at all when I was in my case. Where does politics come into this? Because we're a divided country because of politics. That has to come. That has to filter into what you're doing.
Bomb?
Because I can tell you, there's a lot of rancor.
Take it to the end of the show with that one.
There's a lot of rancor coming from my girls who are 23 and 25. They can't stand this guy. And so
I think in the last election, I don't know what the statistics are from the midterms, but the presidential election, millennials did not show up. They were somewhat apathetic.
Right.
In the midterms, I don't know that they really showed up in more droves.
Right.
They want to be active more on the community level, which maybe is some of the stuff that both the Obamas really focused on, which is having youth get involved to make a difference where they are to see the difference. And we need more of that.
Maybe we need to put a reminder on their Google calendar that tomorrow you have to vote.
Listen,
that's from 19... or 2001.
You don't use Google Calendars anymore?
I think maybe they're getting a text from Slack or Snapchat or something.
Oh,
I don't
good.
Know.
Yeah. Vote today.
Yeah. Yeah, these guys are like now. Boom, let's go. Oh, yeah, what are we doing now? Nothing on the calendar tomorrow because they're going to get reminded of what they have to do.
I'm going off the grid.
Dan, thank you so much. Dan Negroni, Chasing Relevance. Hopefully I can get him in the co-host next week. So apparently Russ is going to be here. Now available at all major booksellers, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, as well as Launchbox 365.
Part of my Caravan Comedy Tour. I'm going down to Ecuador to kick it off. Mi amigo. I call ya.
Too much cholesterol in the blood causes plaque buildup in the arteries. Fiber has been scientifically proven to lower cholesterol. Created by Dr. J. Robert Cade, the inventor of Gatorade, Cholesterade promotes probiotic function, supports digestive health, contains all natural flavors, and is gluten-free. In the original case study, participants saw a reduction in bad cholesterol by more than 20%. Cholesterade is the ultimate all-natural digestive aid.
Jump Television Studios, The Big Biz Show, our affiliates, and our hosts are not registered investment advisors or broker-dealers. Our show hosts make no commitment that the purchase of securities of companies profiled or otherwise mentioned in our programming are suitable or advisable for any person, or that an investment in such securities will be profitable in general. Given the nature of the companies profiled and the lack of an active trading market for their securities, investing in such securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We profile selected publicly traded and privately held companies on our program. Most of these companies that we profile have provided compensation to Jump Television Studios and its hosts for the profile coverage. From time to time, we sell shares of the companies profiled in the open market that we receive as compensation for coverage of client companies, but never sell stock if we are speaking about, interviewing, or covering a public company who has paid compensation. Specific questions on compensation can be obtained by contacting jumptvstudios@gmail.com. Listeners should verify all claims and do their own due diligence before investing in any securities mentioned on this program. Investing in securities is speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We encourage our listeners to invest carefully and read the investor information available at the websites on the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, at sec.gov, and or the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, at finra.org.
Hey there, live from the Jump Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. Big Biz Show is on the air. Nationwide, coast to coast, 110 million broadcast television homes every day, 150 radio stations in 175 countries. Grammy Award-winning Rusty Nails, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Here's why. We'll see you in a minute.
The Emmy Award nominated. Emmy loser. That'd be me. We're brought to you by Prudential. Let Prudential be your
rock
for retirement. Also brought to you by Rock Mobile. You can get a Rock Mobile package for less than $39 a month for unlimited text messaging and cell phone use.
I'm texting you right now.
Oh, yeah. Bayer Advance, better science, better results. Also, Starbucks Coffee sponsored the program. I was at Starbucks this morning, Russ, and I noticed they had a bigger, dare I say, what's the word I'm looking for?
I think Boulder.
Boulder, a Boulder flavor.
Got it.
Thank you, Russ. Bloomin' Brands, their fine family of restaurants, including Fleming's Steakhouse, Roy's Restaurant, and Outback Steakhouse. I love the Outback Steakhouse.
We were up in the mountains, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was in...
It was snowing.
Yeah.
It was just outside of Boulder.
Well, Boulder. It was in Boulder. Yeah. A lot of stuff in Boulder. A
lot of stuff.
Yeah, it is. Origin Clear, breakthrough water cleanup technology. And our latest sponsor, Cholesterade. Lower cholesterol naturally. Results in as little as 8 weeks. Cholesterol. Thank you,
friend. That'll be a whole chapter when they write the book about the Big Biz Show. Huh?
Is that the cholesterol chapter?
No, where, how the Rock evolved.
Oh, that's
into such
right.
A,
that'll be in the Smithsonian.
Yes, it will.
Let's never right ever lose the Rock.
Right next to Phyllis
the
Diller's extended cigarette smoker.
For retirement. Hey, great to have you along today. Thanks again to Dan Negroni, who wrote the book Chasing Relevance. He really is a millennial expert. And it does, when he says that 75% of the workforce
will be
millennials in the next 9 years,
mm-hmm.
if corporations, you better figure that out. You better figure it out quickly.
That's right.
Up to me. Do I have a little problem with my shirt here?
I don't see it, Bob.
Yeah, okay, never mind. Hey, Andre Dimino is the CEO of a really cool company called ADMtronics. And we don't get to talk to public companies a lot, but we try to do it once a week or so. And when we get a viewer that calls us or emails us or a radio listener, because remember, we're on two formats. We're on TV and radio at the same time, and says, you got to talk to this company. One of our producers got a hold of him, and we're lucky enough to look at ADMtronics. ADMtronics, by the way, is a publicly traded company. They have a stock symbol, ADMT.
Makes sense.
You can go to ADMtronics.com. But joining us here on the Big Biz Show, our good friend Andre Dimino. Andre, how are you, sir? Good to have you on.
Hi, good to see you guys.
Andre, what part of the country are you in?
We are in northern New Jersey.
Northern New Jersey, which is basically Canada, Russ.
I think so.
When you live here in San Diego. Hey, you're an engineer, a science guy, and you know, guys like us don't understand what you guys do, but you guys are all successful. Can you talk about what you guys do there at ADMtronics? Because I was drilling down not only on your website but a bunch of other stuff. What a really interesting company. Talk about it for us, would you?
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we're like we like to say, we're engineering health. We use our engineering capabilities to create medical devices that can improve health and relieve disease and other things. So it's a very rewarding way to apply your knowledge and expertise.
How has this Internet of Things changed your world in the last several years? Because I have to believe, if you're doing electronic medical device design and engineering, the Internet has to come in there somewhere, right?
Well, absolutely. In fact, that's really a big potential for our company going forward, because one of the great things that we're doing now is being able to digitize standard medical devices that have been out in the world and in use, but digitizing them so that they can make a direct connection through the cloud and connect patients with their caregivers, so you can have real-time health and care between the caregiver and the patient. It's a big area for us now.
So you guys are dealing with tinnitus, you guys are dealing with respiratory diseases. Talk about some of your products individually, because I think Russ, in his advanced age, would be interested in some of the things.
And how close are we to that $6 million man kind of thing? Because I got a couple mil put away, maybe I could just do the legs.
talk about the products specifically.
Yeah, well, we have a pipeline of products right now that they're in various phases of finalization coming out. We have a device that's non-invasively treats tinnitus or tinnitus, which is constant ringing in the ears.
Right.
And this is a device which we actually had out in the market before. And as you said, previous to the internet, we weren't able to do certain things. So now we're revamping this technology and making it cloud connected, so that people, that when they treat their tinnitus, they'll be able to have real-time communication with their patients, with their caregivers. And that's a device that's a non-invasive device that treats tinnitus by applying a vibratory signal to their back of their ear, and it helps to relieve the tinnitus by.
Wow. But they have another version that has your mother-in-law's voice in just the back of your ear, it makes you want to kill yourself. You don't have tinnitus anymore.
Yeah, like
is it tinnitus or tinnitus? Is it tomato or tomato, my friend?
Most people say tinnitus, but the public says tinnitus.
Okay, so now I'm going with the engineer. I'm going with the CEO.
And if you think it's not a problem, it can really drive people crazy, like the movie A Star Is Born. That's what Bradley Cooper is suffering from.
It was a movie.
That leads him to...
Honestly, you think that movie's real life.
Well,
that movie affected you so much that I believe...
Oh,
you think
I love him.
It's,
yeah.
You believe it wasn't real life.
Oh, so good. But I'm saying that he has that high-pitched ringing in his ear, and it drives him nuts. And it can do that to people.
So when you guys are in this business, you create... I want to go back and talk about some of the products in a minute with you, Andre. But when you guys go into this thing, and you have... Let's say you have one thing called the Alveo. The other one's called Tinnitus Shield and RX3. When you have these things in the marketplace, and you're obviously becoming a successful company as such, do you also have to have stuff in the pipeline? Because technology companies, 6 months from now, this could all be old stuff, right?
Well, that's true. In fact, we're constantly on the development side. We do it both ways. We do it for our own proprietary products, but we also keep in close contact with the market, because we provide engineering and development services for medical devices to other companies. So therefore, we've always got constantly new things here. And we got a great team of young people. You talked about millennials. I got a group of young engineers here, and they're all experienced medical devices, and we're constantly working on different things. So candidly, it's not like coming to work. It's really a great place to come to and enjoy what you do.
I wonder if more people are affected now with stuff in the ears, because We've got earbuds and pods.
That's a good question.
Direct.
We didn't wear headphones when we were younger.
No, it was a big deal.
We had boom boxes, basically.
If a friend had headphones, it was a big deal. You'd go and sit there and go, wow, this is Pink Floyd. This is, you know, whatever.
Well, or the other option was, gone are the days at the stoplight where you're hearing,
right.
Like, because that's not what's happening. Because they're wearing, so that's got to be, I hate to say this, that's good for your business, is it not?
Well, it is, but actually one of the biggest areas, believe it or not, is in the military, because one of the largest problems coming back from the overseas problems is tinnitus that these soldiers sailors and so forth have. So it is a growing problem.
We were talking to Matt Moore with Interscope, talking about the fact that the military, and we're on Armed Forces Radio Network, so I think that their ears perked up, Andre, when you said that. But honestly, it comes from loud noises and such like that. Very quickly here, I want to take some time, and I'm going to keep you over. I wasn't going to keep you, but I'm going to keep you over because it's so interesting. I want to talk about what it takes to get from, like, when you think of something, one of those millennial engineers of yours thinks of something like, this is what we're going
to
do.
Get
this
the
is
prototype, what we're
gonna
get to the next.
We're going to fix Russ's mustache, and we have a medical device to do that. How does it go from inception, that whole arc of the story, to fruition, and then where does the FDA part come in? Because just because you have something really cool that works, you know, then you've got it's got to be safe for everybody, right? I mean, that's where it comes from. So,
and did you know that Andrew Dice Clay was in the movie A Star Is Born?
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
Lady
of course.
Gaga's father.
You know, which is
hard to recognize.
Okay, you know what?
Great movie. Could have been a documentary.
It wasn't real, Russ. It wasn't real.
Could have been a documentary.
Andre Dimino. He's the CEO of ADM Tronics.
Little poem there, buddy.
ADMtronics.com.
Yo.
Hey, they're public. Stock symbol ADMT. Hey, Sully Russ back in a minute. Sit back.
Asking the hard-hitting questions you want answers to, but mostly just drifting off and staring blankly at the wall. It's the Big Biz Show with Russ and Sully.
Hey, Big Biz Show, bigbizshow.com. Great to have you along today.
Whoa.
Are we broadcasting from Ale Smith on Friday?
What?
See? That'll change the way you do stuff. What time is your cruise? What time does the Love Boat leave?
What time does the Big Biz Show end?
One.
Okay. Let's see here.
Well,
we're checking the... Huh? Checking the email right now. Hold on. Please hold.
Check your email on the air. Yeah. Because Russ decided he's leaving for the whole next week.
No.
To go on the Love Boat.
Yeah, it'll be...
You have to be on the ship at 5?
It'll be a while. I might have to leave Thursday. Anyway, let's get back to it. Big Biz Show, bigbizshow.com. Thanks for joining us. We're on Roku. I got to talk to Bob. I'll be right back.
Okay, I'm back.
So, yeah, because I keep my calendar open all year for these cruise ships, and this was a dropout.
Can I just ask you this? When you do a headline comedy thing or something, when you do this thing where you go on a cruise ship and do a headline, so you basically have to work one or two gigs for a half hour, and then you're sitting tinkling ice the entire time, right?
That's the misconception several people who are not in the entertainment industry have.
Okay, so tell us what it's really like, Russ.
No, that's exactly what it's like. Damn it. Nailed it. I have a cruise ship diet, too. No sugar, no carbs. Take the stairs.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, actually lose weight.
Because you can become a fatty.
You can order everything all the time. Yeah.
They give you good room, or you down there?
Yeah, this is a good room. This is Holland, America.
But do you ever get stuck down with the...
No, I don't have to row, ever.
Hey, Andre Dimino is our guest today. He's the CEO of a public company called ADM Tronics. They are publicly traded under the stock symbol ADMT, as their tagline says, a heritage of innovation. And it really is an interesting company. We don't ever get to talk to technology companies, especially... medical device design. Let's talk about, Andre, if we could, a couple of your other products. Because when you go online here, you know, you talk about the tinnitus product, but you also have a thing called the Alveo and the Alveo. Talk about the Alveo.
It was really an exciting technology that I'm very pleased with because it's a respiratory training device that is cloud connected and it's actually gamified. And, you know, you take, for example, a young child that has asthma. One of the most important things that child can do is to exercise their breathing. The problem is that there's really not much of an incentive for them to use those plastic ball spirometers that are out there.
Right.
So what the Alveo does is it takes that, it turns it into a device that they blow into, and they can play games with their breath.
Wait, so they connect it to a game on their iPhone or their smartphone?
right on their tablet, on their smartphone, whatever. And they're, you know, they can make a fish fly, they can make a bird jump, and so on and so forth. And that, and by doing that, they don't realize it, but they are exercising their respiratory function.
Every pediatric respiratory specialist in this country is probably knocking down your door at this point. I mean, honestly, well, if you think about that, right?
Yeah, believe it or not, we've got a tremendous, tremendous interest in this technology. We're just getting it ready. And you asked a question before, the process, you know, the process of this device was taking it through the conceptual stage, doing all the engineering, then preparing all the regulatory documentation, and now submitting it, in essence, for safety testing and so forth, and then getting FDA clearance for the medical use. It can be used as a respiratory trainer on an exercise type basis, but we are going to be submitting it to the FDA. So we've got interest in it on both sides, both as a respiratory trainer and then as an actual device for treating asthma and COPD.
Well, plus, and then, of course, you know, Apple's knocking down the door because they're a pretty cool game there that you could play with Angry Birds, Words with Friends, and the Albio.
Start breathing here.
Hey, let me ask you one more question about that. What about the elderly that need to exercise their lungs? Is that also that a device that could be used for a geriatric patient?
Yeah, and I mean, they could certainly play the games, but the other thing is, just like Fitbit and other things, we have other programs whereby for the older people that they can see their accomplishment and how much better they're getting. So it's a way to get positive reinforcement as they're using the device, which has not been seen in the respiratory area before.
So my question for you would be, you know, as you go down the road on some of these things, you know, there's sort of a theme that goes on with you folks, and I think the last product probably says it all, and that is your non-invasive pain device treatment. Talk about, I think it's called a Sonitron. I don't have your website, right?
Is that
right?
So, okay. You're absolutely right, the Sonitron. And Sully, you hit the nail on the head. We're really excited about this technology. Again, this was a technology that we had out previously in an older version. We're revamping it completely now, and we're going to be introducing a new version. What it is, it's a non-invasive electrotherapy for treating painful joint conditions, such as from osteoarthritis, tendonitis, bursitis, carpal tunnel.
Oh, send one to Russ.
Yeah, I like one. Is this one of those that goes down like seven layers into the muscle or some kind of thing?
Don't you guys use RF frequency, if I'm not mistaken?
Something.
That's exactly right.
I did a lot of research on these guys. I don't just get these guys on the air and show up like you do. Well, I actually drill down and take a look at them.
Good job. You're right. This is long wave radio frequency that induces an electrical field in tissue. And if you go all the way back to the 1870s with Darsenval, you know that when there's an electrical potential put into tissue, it causes things that occur, such as vasodilation and reduction of pain and increased range of motion. We've made it much simpler by this non-invasive therapy that is applied only for a couple of minutes to the joint. And after multiple treatments, there's sustained pain relief for months thereafter.
Wow, a little vasodilation. I can't wait.
Can we go back to when you start something, Andre, by the way, Andre Dimino is our guest. He's the CEO of ADM Tronics, ADMtronics.com. They are publicly traded, ADMT. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about when you sit down with your team and say, how do you decide what you're going to create? I mean, what drives that creative vision in the beginning?
Well, we summarize it just in a couple of words by saying it's concept to quantity, but that process takes a while. And first off, you look at what are your inputs? What do you want this thing to do? What do you want it to achieve? Yeah. And then you go through and engineer it. And we have the full gamut of all the engineering specialties all in-house. Electrical, mechanical, software, material sciences. It's all in-house. We don't go to the outside for that. And that's what makes us very quick to get these technologies developed for ourselves and for others. And then besides that, you have to do all of the regulatory aspects. And of course, you have to cover it with any kind of patent filings. And we've got numerous patents that we've gotten for ourselves as well as for our clients.
You start working on a knuckle massager, would you?
Yeah.
My fingers are killing me. I can't rub them enough. So the little thing you had on, you
bring it. Andre, we want to have you back. I think you're our new medical expert on the program.
Those are great.
No, it really is. It's really, really fantastic.
I can't wait for them to arrive at our door at Jump Studios. Yeah. Get the address off the internet.
If I'm not mistaken, they're medical devices for us. They take medical professionals.
I got a doctor.
Andre Dimino. ADM Tronics, ADMtronics.com.
Nice.
And stock symbol ADMT. Thanks, man.
I've learned something.
I learned a lot today. Thanks again to Dan Negroni, author of Chasing Relevance and Launchbox365.com. All right. Our director is Chris Janikas.
Yeah.
Our assistant director, Jared Coleman. Our floor director, our floor cameraman, our keeper of keys, our editor, our composer, and our problem figure-outer, Curtis Matovich.
No problem.
RussIsFunny.com because RussIsNeverHere.com is taken.
Oh, hurts.
I'm sorry. See you tomorrow.
They're half turning the